And then third out of four, taking their nomination this year in the Five Drive Awards. Stunning, stellar comedian. Shout out to the work of Dylan Oliphant.
The country needs you. The country needs you. We are a rainbow. We are a rainbow. We are a rainbow. They took the chickens. They took the chickens. The rainbow chicken. The rainbow chicken. Don't say the K word. Don't say the K word. Unless it's Danny K. Unless it's Danny K. So stop the looting. Stop the looting. Stop the...
That's Dylan Oliphant giving us his example of how he thinks a song would sound if it were to be performed as a result of trying to quell the country following the looting that we had earlier this year. Taking a complicated, terrible situation and turning it into something that we could have some respite from through the beautiful art of comedy. And that's what we rely on our comedians for so much in South Africa. Fourth and finally is somebody who had an incredible year on social media, on TikTok, on the likes of Instagram, with over 166,000 followers. And that person is Beverly Adaze. Take a listen to her incredible work.
Because she does this every time, though.
No, I'm saying something.
Auntie Gloria, every time we see you, like, you always have to say something about our weight. And, like, we're not going to tolerate it.
All I said is that you are now bigger than all of my meat. Any problem?
It's 2021 and you need to be more body positive.
But I'm positive that you are fat now. All I say is that you should reduce your stomach. Is that why you should be shouting from here to Jericho?
You need to stop fat shaming people.
Because you don't have shame. That's why you are eating anyhow. You have not married. You have not put to bed. And you are carrying stomach like this. It doesn't look good. At least for me, I have excuse. You know that I recently just delivered my last born son. Was it not 28 years ago? So now that he's about to start his PhD program, it's now that I can start to be reducing my own tummy.
I'm telling you that your words have really damaged my self-esteem.
We have heard you. Thank you, Big Mama.
Oh!
All fantastic nominees. The three of them that we had this year, the four of them rather, back-to-back against each other. Prev Reddy, Coconut Culls, Dylan Oliphant, and Beverly Adaze. There could only be one winner. And the winner of Funniest Person in South Africa of the Year 2021 goes to Beverly Adaze!
Yes!
Talk to us, Beverly. You're quite a big fan, right?
I live for Beverly Adaze's content. There is, like, somebody who captures African aunties and African hair salons. She is so perfect at it. I love her so much.
On the other side of this, we also had Mampara of the Year, hotly contested. We will give you the nominees plus the winner of that award. People that were funny for a different reason on the show right after sport. It's 30 minutes after 4 o'clock. In for Jude van Wyk, Oli Zondo has the latest.